From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Asian markets are mixed following Monday's global plunge. China's benchmark Shanghai index closed down more than 7% Tuesday, following Monday's nearly 9% drop. Tokyo and Hong Kong also fell. Other Asian markets gained. Monday, U.S. stock markets dived at the open and finished down nearly 4%. Prices for many commodities also declined, including oil and gold. Ben Willis with Princeton Securities says China's faltering economy has been a big reason.
The world stock markets are repricing the Chinese economy. The Chinese economy had been the lifesaver to the world economy going back to 2007 and the Great Recession. They were the single most important economy in the world at the time. They're the second largest economy in the world. What the global stock markets are doing and have been doing for this past month is repricing a growth in China that is less than it had been.
The falling stock market and a surprise currency devaluation made investors question the health and growth of China's economy. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon met in Abuja Monday with Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari, promising solidarity in the fight against insecurity, unemployment, and corruption. Mr. Ban spoke of the plight of more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls abducted by Boko Haram militants some 500 days ago in the northeast town of Chibok.
I want to reiterate my support for the Chibok girls and so many other innocent abducted girls and boys whose names and fate remain unknown. It is intolerable that their lives and schooling has been disrupted in this way.
The UN chief called the humanitarian situation in Nigeria's northeast particularly worrisome. This is VOA News. South Korea has halted propaganda broadcasts into North Korea after Pyongyang expressed regret over a recent landmine explosion that wounded two South Korean soldiers. The agreement, reached after marathon talks Tuesday, defused the latest confrontation on the Korean Peninsula. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
What's important here is that the two sides did get together. They did come to an agreement. They both found mutually satisfactory, and that's the important thing. And that tensions now, which had been running pretty high over the last several days, have an opportunity to decrease a little bit.
A South Korean presidential security advisor said the two Koreas agreed to hold talks soon on improving ties more than 60 years after the end of the Korean conflict. The two sides said they'll also resume reunions in September, families separated by that conflict. The head of UNESCO has called destruction by Islamic State militants in the ancient Syrian city Palmyra a war crime. On Sunday, militants blew up the 2,000-year-old Baal Shamin Temple, nearly a week after beheading Khalid Assad, archaeologist and former head of antiquities in the city. IS fighters captured the historic town in May, reportedly executed more than 200 people in and around Palmyra. Following Sunday's blast, Syria's current antiquities chief, Mahmoud Abdul Karim, said our worst fears are sadly being realized. He called on the international community to act to liberate the city by all means necessary. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has called for new parliamentary elections after a deadline passed for forming a government with the opposition. The move announced in a presidential statement Monday was widely expected after 2 months of coalition talks failed to produce a new government. Mr. Erdogan's Justice and Development Party lost its parliamentary majority in June for the first time since 2002. A strong typhoon brought strong winds and flooding rains to southern Japan Tuesday. Authorities advised more than 100,000 to leave their homes as Typhoon Goni produced wind gusts of up to 180 kilometers per hour. The storm left more than 20 people injured in Japan. Forecasters expect the storm to continue moving north toward the middle of the Sea of Japan early Wednesday. Before affecting Japan, the storm hit the Philippines, killing at least 21 people. A Sudanese migrant who walked the length of the Channel Tunnel from France to Britain has pleaded not guilty to charges in a British court. 40-year-old Abdul Haroon was arrested August 4th after being found in the tunnel near its exit in the county of Kent. Eurotunnel officials say they blocked more than 37,000 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe to Britain since the beginning of this year. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.